Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T. And you know how I talk about you are the average of the five closest people to you. I'm going to lead this with a question. Another question, I should say. Is your circle of friends the people you want to be around? Is your circle the people who lift you up and inspire you? And if you're an entrepreneur, are you surrounding yourself with people that want to take you to the next level of who you are? If you are, today is for you. Now listen, I am interviewing Travis Chappell. He is an incredible entrepreneur coach, and he is here to take you to the next level of how you can provide greatness within your circle. So get ready to trust and believe. Somebody say, oh
yeah. No. What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everybody? Sean T here, as you know. And I'm here with my friend, Travis Chappell, who is the host of the podcast, Build Your Network. So, Travis, welcome again.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. So, I have a few questions from my what we call my safe spacers, and you can answer as short or as fast as you want. You all make sure you have your pen and your paper and take notes. And then what I'm going to do is upload a post so you guys can have a conversation about the information that Travis provides. Are you ready?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
All right. So, here we go. Lori Nudy says, I struggle with trust and believe in yourself. When you have failed over and over again, how are you supposed to trust and believe that you can do it? And then she said, this is exactly what I struggle with and how I feel. I'm my own worst enemy, and I always self-sabotage, and I want to believe in myself, but I don't know how to break the cycle. What are just some tips that you could provide to break the cycle?
Yeah, great question. What was the name again?
Lori.
Lori.
Yeah.
Lori, great question. I always say start with the small things. So let me explain what I mean by that. You are currently in a cycle of self-sabotage because your reputation with yourself is tarnished. You don't believe that you have the ability to deliver for yourself. And so where I start with those kinds of things is just starting with really like micro goals. Because the problem here, like the symptom is that you have self-sabotage. The disease is your lack of self-confidence, the lack of belief that you have in your ability to make something come to fruition after it's been in your brain. So what I recommend doing is trying to learn to build a good reputation with yourself and whatever that means for you. So the bottom line is whatever you're going to, like whatever you say, you have to do it, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. But don't start with giant things, right? Like, so you and I talked a little bit about a morning routine in our podcast together. And people will go from waking up at 9 a.m. and filling their face with a bunch of bad carbs and taking a quick cat nap after being awake for 45 minutes and watching TV and then getting their day started at noon and get to work by 2. Like, they'll go from that into, all right, tomorrow I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to do 20 minutes of meditating, and then I'm going to do 30 minutes of reading, and then I'm going to do a workout, and then I'm going to go, and like, it's just too much.
Right.
Like it's overload. Mm-hmm. And what happens is you start building that negative reputation with yourself because you told yourself that you were going to change your morning routine, and then day four you stopped. And so day four, you're like, I'm a piece of shit. And you start that negative self-talk because you truly believe that about yourself because you didn't do the thing that you set out to do. The thing that you set out to do was so like magnanimously above what you're like currently capable of that like you were doomed from the beginning.
Right.
And
I was just going to emphasize because a lot of the people in the safe space I've met before. And so Lori, I'll say, you know, she sent me a message the other day and was like, she sent me a message a week ago. And I was like, oh, I'm doing Transform 20. Like, I'm going to commit this time. And then she sent me a message a couple of days ago and was like, oh, I went back to Hip Hop Abs because, you know, for all of these reasons and or excuses. Mm. And so, but also Lori is a person that I think she likes getting the answer, you know, but not really delivering on the deliverable.
Yeah.
And I also believe that she knows the step-by-step process. She knows the smaller steps, but for some reason, there's a blockage in following through.
Hmm.
There's definitely self-sabotage. There's definitely the negative self-talk. And I also believe that, you know, the follow through is just really important for people. I talk about an exercise a lot. And so not just for Lori, but for other people, like, what do you say to people who are like, what is the thing that you think is blocking people from following through?
Yeah, I just come back to setting up little small things that I can do every day that I know. So something that might be helpful practically is grab a calendar, like an actual physical calendar that you have to buy for like 12, 15 bucks, put it up in your house. And this comes from Jerry Seinfeld. He did this.
Yes,
exactly. You know, success leaves clues, man. Like anybody that's done really well, you can go back and look at patterns, right, that they use in their lives. And Jerry Seinfeld, what he would do is he would write at least one joke a day, and he would start putting an X on the calendar if he wrote a joke that day. What happens is you start getting so many X's in a row that you don't want to keep that. Like, it's a mental block. You don't want to stop that streak. You don't want to have a day skipped where there's no X on the calendar. So what happens is no matter what, you're going to go push yourself to do that thing because, right, like, you want to make sure that that streak keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
So I say do that, but start with something small. Like, if you're going to try to work out, you're going to, you know, effectively change your morning routine, I would start with something small. Go with, like, you know what, for the next 7 days, I'm going to get up at 6:00 a.m. That's it. Like, get up at 6. That's the only goal. What happens after I get up at 6, I'll deal with it then. Like, I have a couple things I'm going to try to do, like, mm-hmm, this workout or maybe some bulletproof coffee, or I'm going to fast, whatever. But you got to start with something small. And then what happens is, like, people appear to be hyper-disciplined. So, like, somebody like you or somebody like Jerry Seinfeld or some of these other people might appear to be hyper-disciplined. But really what it comes down to is we all have the same level of discipline. It's just that some people have learned how to discipline that level of discipline in order to stack habits on each other.
Right.
And so they discipline, like, you know, when I wake up, it's going to be at 6:00 a.m. And if all I do tomorrow is wake up at 6:00 a.m. like, that is an X on the calendar, and it's something that gives me positive direction. So then after doing that 7 days and then 14 days, and that turns into a somewhat of a streak on there, you start to build that inner reputation with yourself where you say, you know what, I'm the kind of person, you're building that self-identity where it's like, I'm the kind of person that when I say something, I'll do it. And what I've noticed in myself since I started doing a lot of that stuff is that I don't say things as often as I used to say things, right?
Oh,
like before,
yeah,
it was always like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do this. And then I started trying to build this reputation with myself and make sure that the things that I would say to myself were really positive. And I noticed that I would start just like not promising as many things, which allows me to have an impeccable reputation with myself. So that when I say, like, this is something that I'm going to do, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I know based on my past that it's something that I've done.
Yeah.
And so if I'm going to promise to myself that I'm going to do it, it's going to happen. Like, there's nothing about it. I hope that kind of.
No, it does. Amazingly, I was thinking of a story, but a friend of mine who's also my agent. His name is Lowell. And I remember him one time telling me, oh, you know, I'm going to work out, I'm going to do this, but we need a new calendar. We need to put a new calendar in our house because he and his wife have two kids, and they, you know, and the calendar was really big for him. And so mm-hmm. now just hearing you say that, I was like, oh, wow, that's really great. And he's a person, he's in the corporate world and he works, I don't know how many hours, and he travels a lot. And one of the things that he's really passionate about, which is why I think he loves me as a client, one of the reasons, because he loves working out and, you know, I'm in fitness. Yeah. And so I think I provide like a sense of motivation for him. Mm-hmm. And he did do Insanity, which I think is really cool because it's how we connected. But the calendar thing, I think it's really amazing. I was just relating it. So if you're out there and you all know, in every workout we've done, we just released Transform 20 and there's a calendar. And on this particular calendar, you have three transformers throughout the entire program. Mm. And what the transformers represent is you literally pushing yourself. So each week you get the same transformers every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you get the same transformers to see how hard you push yourself.
Yeah.
So it's like enhancing that X that you put across. It's like three times a day in this 20 minutes, you are pushing yourself to the next level. So I say to Lori out there, it's not that Transform 20 is harder than, you know, size or hip hop abs or rock and body or whatever other program you're doing. It's just that you're being harder on yourself and you need to believe that you can do it. We provide so many different levels of exercise. So my challenge to you, even though I said to her, I was like, hey, I'm gonna love you, whatever, like do whatever you're going to do to make you happy. Mm-hmm. But self-sabotage is definitely something that is not going to break the cycle. So, which takes me to another question. Nancy Gross talks about stress. And so she says, what do you use as a coping tool to deal with life stresses, kids, jobs, the spouse pulling you all in different directions? You're smiling right now. You're like, I'm about to have a kid. Yeah. So
I was going to say, I might be able to answer that better.
He's going to come to me when he actually has the kid. But I know that Travis has a really great answer for this. So
yeah, for me, I love comedy. But it's so difficult to say just one thing, because I think for everybody, it's just a totally different answer. Whenever I'm feeling super stressed, I like to sit down and not focus on anything except for things that are funny. I don't know why. It just puts me in a positive mood and I like to laugh a lot. And, so if I sit down and watch some comedy and then spend some time with myself, which for me is, I like to just smoke a good cigar, a glass of whiskey, and just sit there on my porch, my dogs are running around, and just think. And I know that there's a little bit of science stuff happening there with the nicotine from the cigar and a little bit of a buzz coming on from the whiskey and stuff, mm-hmm. but it allows me to, it just gives me a really good safe space. So that's going to be different for anybody, but I would say that find something that you enjoy doing, and then find a way that you can get by yourself. I understand like kids and spouses and friends, and there's so much noise that happens, but that's the whole point, is like, I think a lot of that stress comes from all of those things. So if you don't find time to get away by yourself, and that could be meditating in the morning, you know, like that, like going back to the X on the calendar thing, maybe that's the thing that you do every day. Like no matter what, as soon as I get up, I'm going to get up 30 minutes earlier, like you were saying in our podcast, like before everybody else gets up, mm-hmm. and spend some time with me, because in those times, that's when I get the most clarity and I feel the stress levels like dropping off for sure.
Do it alone, but I think they really are crying out for help. And then the last line, it says, why can't I just rack out so that I can get it taken care of while I'm taking care of the crisis?
Yeah, I think that you don't necessarily have to accept help from your family. Mm. I think a lot of times those are the most difficult people to accept help from. So there's always these preconceived notions and judgments and filters and perspectives that are coming to the table. And a lot of times it comes from a place of love. So I'm not saying that this is the case for anybody. I'm not saying to talk to your family if that's what something that makes you feel comfortable. But if it doesn't make you feel comfortable, then find, like, you shouldn't go through it yourself. You need an expression of everything that's going on the inside. And so if that's you and you don't find comfort in doing that with your family because of whatever reason, then get a therapist, join a mastermind, like what you're doing with this group with Sean T, like find something that will allow you to, with no judgment, share the way that you're feeling. And I think the pressure that you're feeling for you, I think that that's just societal. And sometimes it's, you know, maybe it is something to work through. I don't know the situation. But I would say don't feel pressure to make sure that like you're okay with it being your family.
Yeah. And one of the things I'll say is, we are in a safe space. And one of the things if you get to know people through the comments and the posting in the group, is once you have, you know, a relationship with someone, maybe it is a once every 2 weeks jumping on the phone or a Zoom call so you can have a face to face, because it is true when like family carries baggage. And so if you do feel comfortable reaching out to your family, if that's what, you know, a lot of people have that one person that's their ride or die. It might not be necessarily be the husband, the wife, or the boyfriend, girlfriend, sister, brother. It could be a cousin that lives in another state. Great, you know, go handle it. However, it's totally okay to do it alone, but do have an outlet. So we have that here for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, so next question. How do you say no in a respectful manner? Kristen asked this. For me, my self-care goes out the window. Having a group/tribe around who understands so critical. How can I build that at almost 40? So how do you say no?
Yeah, that's a good question. Tim Ferriss actually has an entire chapter in his new book, Tribe of Mentors, mm-hmm. that's dedicated to this topic. So I highly recommend picking that up. And because this is Tim Ferriss that we're talking about here. So he tells a story about how he reaches out to his insane network of top performers, right? Billionaires, athletes, celebrities, all these people. And he gets rejection letters back from a lot of these people who are too busy to put stuff into his book and different things like that. So he actually takes their rejection letters, got their permission to take their rejection letters and put them into the back of his book. So you can see exactly how busy people say no, but say it in a respectful manner. Yeah. So I could give a couple things that I do, but I think that would probably be your best bet is to pick up that resource, because there's a lot of different ways, and ultimately just comes from like a level of comfort that you have. But it's definitely something that I've had to learn to do with the show gaining in popularity and different things like that, because before I had to beg people to come on my show, you know, I was doing 3 interviews every week. So it was a lot of work to try to go out and get people and bring them on and then schedule and then produce and all that kind of stuff. And so now it's to the point where I'm doing 3 episodes a week, but only one of them is an interview. And so with the show growing popularity and then the supply also being smaller, I get a lot of people reaching out and different things, and I have to say no to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, I think that if you're afraid of saying no, it comes with the inner feeling that you have to, you're still worried about what the other person is thinking about you in terms of like you, because I struggle with that, because I hate when people feel that I'm like arrogant or cocky or selfish. And it's always just something that I've just kind of battled being like in sports and all those things growing up. I never wanted anybody to have that vibe for me. Right. And so when I turn people away, I feel like that's the vibe that I'm giving off, is like, no, you're not important enough type thing. But it's not at all where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. And I got so worried about it for so long that I would actually say yes instead of saying no, because I didn't want anybody to feel that way about me. Right. But then it was damaging my own show, like creating problems for me to have to like filter through before I shared with my audience. And it was just this like internal struggle of like, how do I tell somebody no? But eventually you just I just had to come down to the point where like I was secure enough in myself, knowing that my intention is not to come across like an arrogant douchebag. And I hope I can like give that, you know, air across when I write it up. But yes. Ultimately, like, I can't spend any more time thinking about what that person feels when they experienced some interaction with me.
When it comes to self-care, saying no to other people means saying yes to you. And because why, you know, we always talk about like, if your cup is dry, how are you going to like drink, right? If you give all your water away. And so saying no actually is yes. I mean, and there's a level of being negatively selfish, right? If you if your husband wants to go out on a date and you're just saying no because you want to watch TV, but you're really not tired, like you need to DVR it and give your husband some time, that's saying yes, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're super stressed and you just need time to yourself and you need to breathe or you need to meditate or you need to get up like I do early in the morning to have my time to myself, saying no to something else mm-hmm. that would happen at that time in the morning is saying yes to you. So yeah. I want to make sure you can kind of, you know, it's in addition to what you said is like giving you freedom by you saying no to certain people. It was saying yes to something else that was going to put you further. Right. So yeah. Family is a lot in here. I'm going to try to double this up. One, it says, Christina says, how do you get your family, extended family, to recognize your boundaries without having to get mean? But I think you can go, how do you get your family to recognize your boundaries without getting mean? I'm still on no thing because boundaries means no, but right. I guess we can get a quick answer for that.
Yeah, it's so hard because I don't know the context to that situation or whatever. I'm very much a like wear my emotions on my sleeve kind of a guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it depends
we're very similar.
Yeah. so it really depends on the situation. But if it's like really bad to where it's actually damaging your productivity and like your life, if it's possible, like I would say move, like don't have them have the ability to do that. Like you move away from your family, like nobody's showing up on Thursday night for like movie night mm-hmm. uninvited anymore. You know what I mean? So like that's a huge reason just to get super practical. But again, it's hard to answer without all the context of the situation.
Yeah. So here's these next two questions kind of go hand in hand. So I love these answers. What I'm saying. Linda says, I struggle with making strong friendships. I have friends, but what are some good ways to take them to the next level? Basically dependable friends. And then this kind of goes in line with it. Princess asks, how do you really find the people who will be for you and in your corner?
So I'll start with the second one first, because I think that answer is a little bit shorter. Finding people that are for you and in your corner, I think comes down to doing things that you like to do, like whatever that means for you. Like if you enjoy photography, then find a local meetup of a bunch of other photographers who are out there trying to do something with photography. For me, I enjoy business. I enjoy podcasting. Like I enjoy those things. So I go to industry events. I pay money to join masterminds. Like I put myself in those situations to get around people that I can then communicate with. Cause like, here's the thing. I love my family to death and I love like my friend circles. A couple of my friends grew up the same way that I did and now we're on the same page currently as well. And I've known them since I was 3 years old. They're like brothers to me, but we don't vibe in terms of like what we do in our careers. Like they do just regular like 9-to-5 type work and are cool with it. And I'm not that way. So like when I try to explain a certain situation, like they can bro down about it and drink some beer and play some video games, get my mind off it. But in the end, they can't truly understand like what's happening in my like inside, what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. And so for me, getting around other people who have similar experiences and outlooks allows me to connect with somebody deeper and faster, because like there's so much commonality there. So I just took a group of people out to Thailand for 5 days and did, I hosted like a destination retreat.
He didn't
out there.
Take me. Just FYI.
Next time. it's like 22 of us out there. And the connections that we cultivated while we were there was amazing, because a couple of things happened. We got around like-minded people who have similar like experience and context and emotions. Mm-hmm. And then we got out of our way of life, our milieu. We got out of our routines and put ourselves on the other side of the world to then like allow us to have that shield down to where like the connection was much, much easier. So if you can do those types of things, like that's, I'm huge about my whole brand, as you know, is called Build Your Network, because there's so many people suffering from like loneliness, depression, anxiety in a world where we are the most connected than we've ever been, literally. Mm. And it makes zero sense to me. And so my whole brand is built on like building genuine human connection with people. And those are a couple of things that I figured out is getting people out away from things that they're used to and putting them in an environment with a bunch of other people who think the same way that they think allows you to build just instant and lifelong deep connections with other people.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because we're doing a Destination Transformation Weekend in the south of France. And that entire weekend, I mean, we're so similar. We need to do something together. But
for sure.
That entire weekend is, well, yeah, I'm going to give a couple keynotes. But more importantly, it's about working with other people to find out how, because there could be something that you're struggling with, but you're something that you're really great at. But the thing that you're great at helps the
other struggle
yeah, and right. then vice versa. And so we're going to really get into a lot of action-oriented team building.
That's something that you're doing with the Safe Spacers.
With the Safe Spacers and awesome. Out there in the south of France. Because transformation happens when you take action.
Yeah.
And so, again, if you stay in your comfort zone, you're being a spectator on life.
Yeah.
And this is about taking action.
So go to that. Do whatever you can to go to that. Because that's going to literally change your life. I promise you.
Okay.
I know you asked a question before that first one. Okay,
them.
Cool.
Yeah, you answered both cool. of them. All right. So my final question comes from Janata. She said, I was thinking about this last night. I like that. I love the thought.
Yeah.
We're in thought with you. I was thinking about this last night. I know I'm not for everybody, but it bothers me at time when I'm nice, friendly to people and they don't return the friendliness. But then you look around and those same people that are aloof with me are very friendly with around others, joking around, having a good time, carrying on conversation. I often wonder what is wrong with me where they can't express the same kind of behavior. And I know that's deep, so you're probably going to have to do some like surgical digging in your answer. But I think it's a good question to finish on because it kind of encompasses a lot. And so I think it encompasses a lot of what people in the safe space could be going through.
Yeah.
And you might be able to open their eyes to that.
So I would say those people aren't your tribe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now tactically, yes, there are some things that you can do in terms of like tonality, body language, learning good questions to ask people, how to connect with people. And that I think is just a skill set that comes over time, and maybe studying, like pick up a book, what's it called? Captivate by Vanessa Van Edwards. It's a book on body language, how to know like what social vibes you're giving off to other people. But I think ultimately what it's going to come down to is like those people just aren't your tribe. Mm-hmm. Like if you are in a situation where like you don't feel like you're connecting with everybody else, like they're connecting with each other, then, and again, I don't know the context of the situation, but maybe that's not the place that you should be. Like maybe it has nothing to do with you or them or the fact that you guys aren't like buddy, but anytime where I feel like I'm with my people, I don't really feel that way. And I think it depends also on the environment as well, meaning like, do they have a prior connection where you're stepping into a situation where like these people have known each other for 10 years and you're the new person to the group? Because like you can't expect to have the same connection that they're going to have right off the bat if they've known each other for a long period of time. So I think it first comes with just an assessment of the situation, like understanding what the dynamics are, and then also an assessment of like who you're trying to attract into your life, and then figure out if there's any way that you can kind of improve in the meantime. But I just going with my gut here, I would say it's probably nothing that you're doing, and it's probably just the fact that you're not with your people. So do whatever you can to get around your people, like find ways to connect with a safe space, or something I do with my mastermind and people that are in my group that I recommend for anybody is go to calendly.com, get yourself a scheduling link. It's free, I think, for your first event. So you can make one scheduling link, block off a 10 to 15 minute spot in your calendar, and shoot it out to all the other members of the group that you're in, because Sean's created an amazing space for everybody to come in here and connect and do the very things that you're asking about. But a lot of times when we are paying to be a part of something, we feel that it's incumbent upon the organizer to do all the connecting for us. And it's not. You're going to get out what you put into it. And so if you're in this group of all these other safe spacers and have this environment to be able to connect with people, but you just haven't felt that, then be proactive instead of reactive, and go build yourself practically. Go build yourself a Calendly link. Drop it in the group and schedule a bunch of phone calls with some people in there and see if there's any way that you can help serve. Don't think about yourself. Only think about ways that you can serve the group and give back. And I promise you, you're going to start building some connections with people that you never even thought you'd be able to meet.
And I will say, in addition to that, like I've grown the most by teaching what I know. And when you teach what you know and you pay attention to the student, that's why now, even with my team, even though I'm leading a team, sometimes I put myself in the classroom. Every single person that I hire, there's something I really look up to them about, and they can be a boss to me, in quotes, they can be a boss to me for. And that way I'm learning from them as I go. And it goes back to that proactive approach. It's, you know, I'm proactively telling you, okay, great. I can give you the information. How do you put it into action? Meet other people, teach people what you know. And obviously a weekend like I do, a weekend like you do, it just brings together so that you can actually internalize and put into action the things that you learn. Thank you, Travis.
Of course.
You're awesome.
That was awesome.
Thinking we have an amazing friendship happening here. So Travis Chapel, you can find him on Instagram, TravisChappel. Anything else that you can tell the team, the Safe Space team, and how to find you more?
Podcast is number one. I am coming out with a YouTube channel, so that's why I'm trying to do a lot more of these in-person ones. Cool. To put everything more in a visual way. But I want to leave you guys with this, just because it's on my heart, and I feel like this is a message that I want to get out there so badly. Do, and I know I already said this, but I really want to hit it home. Do whatever you can to get out to Sean's retreat that he's hosting. a lot of people value money over time. And I think that's a mistake. And so if you're looking at, you know, an investment for a weekend like that and trying to figure out how can I make it work, but you know deep down that it's something that you should be at, then do whatever it takes to make it work, because I promise you that it's going to deliver results. Like, it's not just something that I'm saying like hocus pocusy. Like, it is like for sure science that when you take yourself out of your normal routine and get around other like-minded individuals, you'll find deep connection and deep friendships with those types of people. So that's the last thing I want to leave you guys with is do whatever you can to make it out.